radio.org.au. In the early hours of Divine Mercy Sunday, long before the Mass and rite of canonization of John the 23rd and John Paul II was to begin, the streets of Rome had already been flooded with pilgrims hoping to make it into the square. Via Conciliazione flowing out from the colonnades of St. Peter's Square had been marked as the only entry point scheduled to open at 5:30 a.m. Yet long before the sunrise, there was barely a hope left for anyone who hadn't yet made it to the queue which stretched back toward the Tiber River. One might assume only the young and carefree would be mad enough to battle the cold, drizzly night, and even worse, the raucous mob of Catholics. But be assured, everyone was represented, from young families with babes in arms, to religious sisters well on in years, and as desperate as anyone to be at the centre of this moment in history. While some had been in the streets since the previous afternoon, others had found refuge in one of the many churches around St. Peter's that opened their doors for those wishing to keep vigil. For those not bold enough to attempt the square, 17 giant screens had been erected at venues across the city. It was a significant moment, to say the least. Two 20th century popes enrolled among the canon of saints. Both were recent enough to have personally touched many of those present, and both had undeniably changed the world forever.
Ad honorem sancte et individue trinitatis, ad exaltationem fidei catholici, et vitae Christianae incrementum, autoritate Domini nostri Iesu Christi, Beatorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli ac nostra, matura deliberazione preabita, et divina opes epius implorata, ac de plurimorum fratum nostrum consilio, Beatos Ioannem vicesimum tertium, et Ioannem Paulum secundum, Sanctos esse decernimus et definimus, ac Santorum catalogo adscribimus, statuentes eos in universa ecclesia, inter santos pia devotione reculi divere, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
My highlight was probably the moment where Pope Francis said the saints, and it was all of a sudden you just realised there are two more saints in the world, and everyone just cheering, and all the Polish people you could see were just so happy.
Previously, while we were waiting to get into the piazza, we were just singing, and with members of the Emmanuel community from France as well, they just joined in. Just happened to bump into them. We were all singing Emmanuel songs, and it was just so nice, and everyone seemed to appreciate it, and it was just like such a nice atmosphere.
The last 24 hours has been kind of wild. Basically, yesterday afternoon, I came back to my apartment. Me and a bunch of friends that I work with, we packed our bags and we headed out to the streets for an overnight in the city of Rome so that we could get good seats for the canonization. We ended up sleeping in the basement of a church for just a couple hours, and then we all woke up all excited, lined up outside, and made our way into the city. We got really, really close to the barricade, like before they started letting everyone in. All this excitement was building up, like, what are we going to get into the square, like, what's going on? Like, it was just really, it was really intense. There was this very, it was like an adventure, you know. It was really exciting. Then the barricades moved, they started letting us in, and we're like, it was like a dream. It was like, is this even happening? Like, we're running around the square, we're going through security, people are like jumping fences, and people are like screaming Viva el Papa, and like everyone's like talking about John Paul II, and it was just like a wild experience. But it was so beautiful because it was the church, you know, the different nations coming together to celebrate these two men who have had such an impact on our church.
Actually being there and being in the piazza, it was such an amazing experience to realize that two lives that we know what's happened in their lives. We've seen them, these people, they're all of a sudden they're saints, and we know different stories about them, and having two popes there to canonize two popes, it was just really great.
Just such a good experience, especially seeing footage of people all over Rome, and we were right there in the piazza, especially thinking of all the people back in Australia who are just like longing to be there and watching it on TV, and it was just like so fortunate to be there. Yeah, it was just such an amazing experience having the two popes and seeing Pope Benedict again.
So, well, I don't actually remember this story, but from photos and from people telling me, I know this story. My family was invited to lead the rosary one day at the Vatican as a representative for the continent of Oceania. And while they were up on stage leading the rosary, I went down and sat on the steps in front of the Pope with my little teddy bear in my hand, and sat in front of John Paul too. So that's my claim to fame with him.
Yeah, I have a deep connection to John Paul II. I really consider him a spiritual father of mine. For me, there's a great significance because I know that if it wasn't for John Paul II, I wouldn't be here. John Paul II has reached several generations through his evangelization and his papacy and his love. And teachers that I had when I was in high school were men who were transformed by him. And if he hadn't transformed their lives, they wouldn't have been able as a disciple to transform my life. So I attribute the fact that I'm even here today to him. And to be able to be present at his canonization, it's hard to explain how much I cherish that moment.
Yeah, it's really special actually, because obviously I've had on my own personal experience with him. You see movies about him and there's heaps of books, and the other day I was at a talk about him and with people who knew him personally, and there's even everyone in the group that we were traveling with, they all had a special story that related to him, and it was just really special because everyone was just sort of connected all in their own different way.
It's just so different, especially because you always think of saints as people who are just, they're in the past, really in the past, and like having seen someone, been in their life who is now a saint, it sort of gives you hope, like there are still saints in the future, like there are still saints here, and it's just so amazing to have someone who was in your lifetime is like now, like in the history of the church, is like a saint. It's amazing.
It's really hard to explain, but it's such a gift to be able to see this man be elevated and recognized by the church for his sanctity and holiness. It's awesome.
The double canonization was historical in many ways. Concelebrating with Pope Francis was Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI, 150 cardinals and 700 bishops, a gathering rivaled only by the Second Vatican Council. The event was also attended by over 90 dignitaries, among them 25 heads of state and two former Polish presidents. In his homily, Pope Francis called St. John the 23rd a pope of openness to the Holy Spirit. By convening the Second Vatican Council, he said, the Italian Pope showed an exquisite openness to the Holy Spirit. He let himself be led, and he was for the Church a pastor, a servant leader, guided by the Holy Spirit. This was his great service to the Church, Pope Francis said. Four nieces and nephews of the beloved Pope were in attendance to present his relics to Pope Francis. However, despite being in the heart of Rome, the number of Italians was visibly rivaled by the Polish red and white seen throughout the square. After all, St. John Paul the Great was for the Polish people, as for youth and families, a great beacon of light in a tumultuous time in history. Among those present was Polish journalist Jaromir Kwiatkowski, who spoke to us about his experiences in Poland during the time of John Paul II.
I was a child when I have heard about a remarkable cardinal called Karol Wojtyła, who lived in Krakow. But after his choice in 1978, I have informed about his choice during lesson of guitar. I remember it was a great joy. People have gone out on streets they were glad. They prayed on churches.
You spoke about how there was tension between the church and the communist government in Poland. The church was being oppressed.
Yes.
How did things change after John Paul II's election? Did things change?
Yes. It is said that the choice of Karol Wojtyła has contributed to the defeat of communism in Poland. Why? During his first pilgrimage to Poland in 1979, John Paul II has said in Warsaw, "Let the Holy Spirit go down and change the face of earth, this earth." 14th month later, August 1980, Solidarity came into being. Solidarity was first independent mass organization of communist camps. And I think Solidarity came into being because of John Paul II and what he said on Warsaw, but Solidarity has changed our country.
So the election of a Polish Pope, especially in that difficult time of history, it was a very important thing for Polish people. But what impact has Blessed John Paul II had on your life personally?
Personally, I think John Paul II showed me what it means to love Jesus Christ, dignity of a person, and I try to live according to his advice. He showed me that sanctity in our times is possible. I have many memories. I describe one. In 1985, we have sent wishes from opening of his name day. And we have sent a book with his homilies and addresses from first and second pilgrimage to Poland. We have asked Pope about autograph, and we didn't believe that he will give us this autograph. Our surprising and joy was great when we have received this book with autograph of John Paul II. After 2 months only, I was in direct proximity of Pope 3 times. It doesn't forget it. 3 times face to face, 1 meter.
When did you realize that this man was a saint?
I think he has proven it whole life. He had, I think he had a very interesting life. He was a worker, an actor, a poet, a priest, a tourist, and a pope, of course. But first of all, he loved Jesus Christ and his mother, Mary. He prayed a lot. I think he was a giant of prayer. In last years, he taught us to suffer. Suffer dignified. It was in last months of his life. He was a great teacher how to suffer on the eyes of all the world.
That was Jarek sharing his memories of St. John Paul the Great. If you'd like to share your story of how our new saints have touched your life, please give us a call on 02-8005-1530 or email cradiolimited@gmail.com. That's it for now, but for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au. God bless.